Okay, so we're going to continue talking about Chola She'en Lo Sakana. So we mentioned last week, right? Last week we discussed the Inyan that a refuah is mutter for Chola She'en Lo Sakana, if it's in Chola, either Alidei Gai or Alidei Shinun. Now, what about if there's no way to do a Shinun? Right? Most medications, you can't do a Shinai. If you want to take a Tylenol, even if someone has such a bad migraine headache that they have a din of a chola, but you still can't do a shvus without a Shinai. So we're only matter with a Shinai or Alidei Gai.
Could a person parenthetically let it dissolve in a cup of water?
Oh, okay, so we're going to talk about that, but not this week. So what about stam taking the pill? If it had to stam take the pill. So the first issue is there a shita to be matter taking doing a shvus directly without a shinoi b'makom chola. So as you know from the Beis Yosef, Pashas is not. The most Rishonim say not. Most Rishonim say that even a shvus is asur if it's done kedarko. So there's a number of rhymes to this, just to get across the strength of this shita, the shita of the Ramban, the Ram, the Rashba, and the Chedushim. The strength of this shita is that this Gemara is that seems just to ask the refuah even for a chola. Maybe the most famous one is in Shabbos Kof Lamed Daled. The Gemara says, "Ein tarfin yayin v'shemen l'chola v'shabbos." Some type of refuah done by having yang and shemen mixed, and it's asr, and the Gemara says l'chola, even to a chola it's asr. The Gemara says, avalosin zel afu zel atzmo. They could apply to the chola, to this chola, this maka that's making this guy a din chola, they could do it, the shemen separate, and the yang separate. But to make it into a mixture, that's a shvus, because it's refuah. So we ask her. Right? So Pasha says, even if there's a chola, if you have to mix powder with water. When I was a kid, I used to have to do that. Now, usually the pharmacist does everything for you. But definitely in the olden days, maybe some medications today, you get powder and to make with the medicine, you have to mix it with water. So the mix, you see, it's asr. Even if you do, maybe you can mix it with a little bit of a shino, you can't, there's a limit to how mishuna you can mix something. But what? Dash? Lush. Lush, yeah, it could be lush, but I'm assuming it's very thin. Right? But medicines, you know, the way we used to take our antibiotics was you made it into a liquid, and you just mix the water into the powder. It tastes much better today, I have to tell you. So Pasha says you can't do that, because that's a shvus and it's kedarko, and it's asr. Another Gemara is Avodah Zarah Chaf Ches, right? The Gemara we all saw that someone who has choshesh b'shina, he has some sort of pain in his teeth. So he can't be gomea chomets. He can't drink chomets. And the Gemara says that it's asr, and the Gemara only finds a heter. It says it would be mutter if it's kayav leituva, it's a big pain. And we say that a pain in the teeth is a kanas nefashos. If we say that a pain in the teeth, a big pain in the teeth, is considered to be a maka shal chalom. If it's considered to be something that's seen as sakaras nefashos, right? Toothaches could sometimes kill a person, they say, apparently. If it gets infected and spreads, I don't know. Don't worry about it. Then the Gemara says it should be mutter. But short of that, the Gemara just sounds like it's asr to be gomea chomets. So gomea stam means.
The Torah points out in Sivan Aleph and in Sif Aleph that from Shinayim inwards, and this is it points out that Shinayim is included
No, so Maisav hurts him a lot. That's actually a little bit of it's a pellet, because Rama seems to only be matter pulling a tooth with a guy. It's a big cash I couldn't talk about. It's that so pashtus.
That's because it's not a report.
Yeah, so that's the answer that's said. Mishra Ruth says that's the answer that's said. But the pashtus is that if a person has a very strong pain in his tooth, so it's mutter, at least it's in the Gemara. You could ask the dentist if this is... That's a makashal halal.
Don't we say that if you know, if it's a makashal halal and you know it's not going to kill someone?
Right, but I'm not so sure, because it happens to be, I just checked it up, could a toothache kill a person, and the computer claims it could. So I don't know what to think of that. You know, they say all things could kill a person. That's not conclusive. Okay, it's not. Okay. In any case, there's a whole book I saw on dentistry and halacha, so I'm sure they deal with this in depth there. I didn't look at the books. I don't know. The other big rail issue here is Gemara and Beit HaChafeit, the Gemara Tameima. That the Gemara says Ameimer that for chol you could do all day a guy, and therefore Ameimer was kofel as a naim all day a guy. So Pashas means he was a chola. He was doing it all day a guy, and still the Gemara says the Gemara has a problem that the Gemara says that Ameimer blinked. He blinked to help distribute the ointment in his eyes. So the Gemara wants to know how he blinked. Right, the Gemara ends up saying that blinking is Mesayeya in Lomamash. But you see that just putting medication into the eyes on Shabbos, even though he's a chola, it's Aser. So therefore, came out of this, I'm saying things that I assume everyone knows, but this is what came out of this, is that the basic psak from the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch, like what's the Shita Shlishis in the Shulchan Aruch, is that even a chola has no heter without a shinui or a guy. The big cholik, the most famous cholik, is the Shuvas HaRashba. Shuvas HaRashba in Gimel Ein Reish Beis. So he just says, he doesn't discuss it, it's a short shuv, and he just tells you that every shuvas is mutter for a chola. So that's the tzad hamater. The big problem is, you know, so it's not the Iker Shita, but there is a question if he could be with Sarif, this to Kulas. The big problem is what does he do with all these kashas? Also interesting, the Rashba and Chedushim, on Kuf Kuf Test, the Rashba writes like the other Rishonim, that there's no Heter without a Shina. So the Rashba doesn't explain. L'chayra, the answer could be, is that the Ramban, in Avodah Zarah Chav Ches, so he also seems to write not like what he writes in Torah Adam. In Torah Adam, the Ramban writes categorically, no shvus is mutter even for a chola without a shina. Nothing's mutter al yidei Yisrael. However, in Avodah Zarah, the Ramban writes differently. He says that a chola who does a shvus lechatchila, his efshar to be mashana, he should be mashana. If it's efshar, he puts him if it's efshar. Just as Esher. So the Chayra, that could be what the Rashba was saying. That really, Chol is Doche Evi Shvos. But if you could be Mishana, better to do all day Shinu. Meaning the Etzem Chol wins over any Shvos. But you could be Mishana, be Mishana. Less than the Yisr. Less than what you're doing. And if so, how do you explain all the Gemaras? So you could explain the Gemaras, that the Gemara in Shabbos, that you don't mix the Ayin and Shemin. So that's because you don't have to. You could put them separately. If you put them separately, that'll also work. A little funny, if it also works, why do you do it in the first place? But that'll also be a way to do it. Maybe something about it's a little bit more difficult to apply them both simultaneously. You'd rather mix them first. But Lemaisa, you could say that since it's Efshu with a Shinu, do a Shinu. Amemer also. Could be the Gemara saying, okay, if there's no way to get the medicine in the eye without blinking, maybe he could have blinked. The Shaila is, Ameimer, why are you blinking? Don't help. You have a guy here. The guy will spread it in your eye without you blinking. Right, maybe that could be. What I thought was the hardest kasha was the one in Avodah Zarah. The one in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that someone with pain in their teeth, they can't Bikomeya vinegar. So that I thought was very schwer. L'chayr, that's impossible with a shiner. So if it's impossible with a shiner, how can you drink vinegar with a shiner? Right? And the Gemara just said you shouldn't do it. Pashas, the Gemara is saying, therefore you don't do it. And therefore you bear this painful toothache, and you don't, I mean, assuming it's not a sakaras nefashos, you bear the painful toothache, and you don't drink the chametz. So how could that be? So could be, I just thought could be, is that we were assuming like the Ramah. The Ramah says that a toothache has din of a chola. Could be the Rashi didn't subscribe to that. Could be he said, if it's not sakaras nefashos, but it's also not a chola. Right? The Ramah put that in. The Ramah says any big pain is a chola, because it affects, the pain affects the body. That's a chiddush, right? That's the Ramah's chiddush. You don't have to agree with that. I believe we mentioned the Rashba in Shabbos Kochav Tes. He says that we make heterim, he says, for a chola who's nafal a mishkav or he has pain. But mashvi has to be a chola. Could be that the Rashba held that a toothache, if it's not a sakaras nefashos, is also not a chola, and therefore no shvus is mutter. But in a chinami, if it is a chola, if it's in chola, and it's efsher alidei shinui, so the mutter kedarka. So that could be the shita sarashva. That's the shita. And L'maisa L'Halacha, the Beis Yosef and other poskim, they're machria not that way. They're machria like the shitas of the Torah Sa'adam, the Rabban shita, that asers refuah without a shinui. Okay. The reason I'm mentioning all of this, why it comes important L'Halacha, is the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam thinks that you could go, he writes, you could go like this, like the shita. He says that if there's a shvus, and there's no way to do the shvus with a shinui, so it's mutter. The makom kol, it's mutter. He says he thinks the halacha you could rely that a shinui is only din lechatchila. So that is a shita. How important is that a halacha? So it depends on who you ask. The Archa Shabbos I saw writing, what I think is right, is that it's a big chiddush. Because really it sounds like that's the shita that we were machri against. The other post called machri against it. The Pashas HaGemaras and most Rishonim seems to just categorically say we're only matter shvus b'shini. Okay. So therefore, that alone, I think, will not make a heter. Right? Just think about the heter. Heter for the Tylenol, the migraine headache and the Tylenol. Okay. Right, so there's more in the sugya. Let's first just talk about, there's a lumdus shaila here. There's a lumdus shaila, this whole din of chola. First of all, just besvara. You know, we're matter with the shinui. L'chayra, I would have said, we're saying there's a din of a chol has a power to be docha drabanas. Right? What's the difference if there's a shinui or there's no shinui? Why is that so important? L'chayra, a chol apparently has a koach of dechia, so let it be docha drabanas. Well, why shouldn't it be docha? What's the svar that you need a shinui? It's not a kasha. I thought it was a very big kasha. Is that we find it in Shabbos Kof Zayin, you find totally different case. We find, what's the din if there's a nachash? Nachash is hanging around, a non-poisonous snake, but we know it bites people, and the bites hurt. Okay, so such a snake, a poisonous snake, kind of the fascist. The snake that could really hurt, or some other animal, akrav, where it talks about that, it gives a really painful bite. So it won't kill someone, but it's painful. So the Gemara says, makom tzar, we won't gozer, and you're allowed to to catch the scorpion. You're allowed to catch it. You're allowed to you catch it even if it's kedarko. You put a net over the scorpion. And then the heter being, because it's a tsar, it's a big need, and therefore we're matter the iser. So it's deraisa, for sure, it can't be matter, but catching a scorpion is only iser drabanan. It's iser drabanan because it's a melach shein shrich l'gufa. Right? You all know about melach shein shrich l'gufa, is that you catch it, you're not catching it to eat it, you're catching it just so it shouldn't hurt, and therefore it's only iser drabanan. Okay, but it's a very serious drabanan. It's a very serious drabanan. So it's arash shinui, it's a mice of seida, it's just as anal sarach l'gufa. It's a pretty serious iser, and we're matter it because there's a big need for it. Another big kasha here. In Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes from many Rishonim. I'll just read the lashon in Sif Aleph. He says, Misha Yeshal Mechush Ba'alma, who Mischazik V'Holach Kibari. Right, he's not a chola. So it's also last as low shum refuah. You can't do any refuah. La feel all day guy. You can't do refuah even all day guy. And it comes to that gemara we mentioned the gemara based about a meimar and that without being a chola, even all day guy, you can't do refuah. Even all day guy. So it's the shulchan aruch, the pashtus, That's the passage we're sharing. Problem is, l'chayra, we find in halacha, there's a din that shvus to shvus, we're matter extremely easily. There's Gemara inside the dialogue that talks about if someone has a nail that is mostly ripped off. So the Gemara says if you pull it off, it's a shvus to shvus. If you pull it off, with a shina, if you bite it off, it's a shvus to shvus, because it's mostly off. The lum isn't so important for us, but that's called a shvus to shvus.
Wasn't it
biyad? Biyad.
As opposed to
a kli. Oh, that's what there was. Okay, good. Thank you. I wasn't remembering right. Without a kli, is kedarko. Biyad is not kedarko, and it's mostly off already. So therefore, it's not goes into the right. And therefore, it's a shvus to shvus. So the Gemara says, if it's mitzar him, he could take it off. Now what does the Gemara mean by mitzar him? Right? How much does your... it's annoying, it might be annoying, but this isn't like it's not like a migraine hit, right? It's not a real... But it's assumed in post-com based on this, that even if it's a small tzar, it doesn't have to be a big tzar. When it's a shvus to shvus, we're matter. The Rambam says anything that's Messiah, a person, or it's a big tzairach. You're matter shvus to shvus. Right? It talks about someone who really needs water to wash with. Right? He's feeling very dirty. Nothing so strong. Shvus to shvus is a big heter. It's an easy heter, right? To be matter things. And san mitzvahs matter shvus to shvus. So why is it that lagabe refuah, suddenly we're machman a shvus to shvus? You have to be a chayra. So, I thought there's just a big yisod here in refuah. The yisod is that you're right. Sometimes we have hetayrim. We're willing to be matter shvus b'makom etzayrach. But by a chola, the pshat is that there's a fear here that gufa because it bothers you, that's creating a fear. It's creating a fear so you can samamana. The fear is that since you're so uncomfortable and people are uncomfortable, right? You know people who are Shomer Shabbos people, and you see them, you know, biting their nails on Shabbos, right? Why? Because when people are uncomfortable, they'll do things. So the more uncomfortable it is, so on one hand we want to give Hatayrim for Chola for Tzar, but Mitzad Sheni we're worried that it's going to be Bahala, and Tofa, he has Bahala, he's going to come to be Sochek Samamanim. So Mitzad Sheni, it's a fear of Sechikas HaMamanim. So in Mela, when there's that fear, So in Mela, we're going to be more machmer. I mean, by the nachash, what are you going to do with the reisa? There's nothing you could do with the reisa, right? Unless you want to eat the snake, you know, that would be the reisa. But it doesn't have any. What you need is just, you don't want the snake to hurt anyone. If you kill the snake or catch the snake, it's still not going to be the reisa, right? To be the reisa, you have to want to use the snake. So in Mela, we weren't so worried about it. But by refuah, where we are afraid the guy's going to start using salmonin, so in Mela, we were scared. And since we were scared, we're only materialized Yeshinoi. When things are done like the Yeshinoi, so that's a hacker. By a hacker, it's something that will remind you that no, today, don't forget, don't get too into it, don't get too carried away. You're doing a shiur here to show, I know it's Shabbos, I know it's Asr, and I'm going to be careful. So that's the lumsus in the chumra here. And that's the chumra why by chola we're not matter a refuah kedarko. So this brings us to a very important kula here. It's a very big kula in the sugya. The big kula is the Rambam. The Rambam has a kula that he writes. Chafal Flamed Aleph. He writes that Mutter, I'll read you his lashon, he says, Mutter lahalos is nayim, to lift up the ears, right? Yoni went to Chasim, I couldn't be here, but he told me that lifting up the ears is a dislocated jaw, and it makes the ears sag down. Ulahalos and Kuli, and to Machzer Shever. There are different things that you could do on Shabbos, right? It's from Feirish Gemaras. Shekol elu fiotzi behen, ing osin osan besam manim. They're not done besam manim, right? Oh, so the Rambam wasn't going to that. Yeah, there's a different gersos in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about being mala aznayim with sam manim. So others, there's a question what the right gers is there. It talks, in our gers it says, either be yad or besam manim. There's others who have girsa either be yad or be kli. Now the truth is, it's a little hard to imagine being malas nayim with samanim. You know, what could samanim, like you have a broken arm, you go to the doctor and he gives you a pill. Like it's not gonna work. So the Rambam understood that there's no shaykh samanim, and he took a different girsa. And it says any refuah that can't be done with salmon manim. There's no shaykhis to that. So the Mela, he says, it's mutter b'makom tzar. But he says this also in Beis Yud. He's mechalik between being kochol einayim, which is aser to a chola, aser to be done to a chola. So he says to being malas nayim and fixing broken arms, he says is mutter b'makom chola. And he says, you know, in Beis Yud, he just says that something with the malacha is aser, but something like being malas nayim, which has no malacha, is mutter. But the makom chola. But the Chor Beis Yosef points out it's all really one. Rambam saying one idea here, which is that things that have shaykhis to malacha d'raisa, that might bring you to malacha d'raisa, so then we're always going to be machna. We're always going to go l'chumra, and we're going to aser. But something that has no shaykhis, it's going to be aser, but the makom tzar is going to be mutter. So l'chumra, I thought there's a tremendous yisayit here. The yisayit is that there's really two parts of the iser refuah. As we mentioned once, the part of iser refuah, which is that it's just a shvos. It's a shvos. You're doing something. It's fixing up the guf. We didn't want it on Shabbos. But the makom tzar, it's mutter. We're not going to worry about that with makom tzar. But something that might bring to shrika samamanim, so they have the makom tzar, we're not going to be matter. Because lehetach, the tzar only makes it worse. If it's tzar, it's more likely the guy's going to be sofik samamanim. That's the pshat, back in the Gemara, Shabbos and Gimel, it's talking about a person who's achzad dam. He's achzad dam, and he wants to go into cold water to lower his blood pressure. So pashtus, it's Okay, it's a shvus, but we matter. The Gemara says no, but if it's, the Gemara's lashon as it says, but since it's because it brings someone who says it's because of shchikas samamanim, and the Gemara says if it's because of shchikas samamanim, so it should be aser to him, even though aser dam. Why? Because if it's shchikas samamanim, so I don't care it's aser dam. Yeah, it's a big tzarech, we should be matter. But shchikas samamanim, so lehefach, he might really come to shchikas samamanim. He'll take his blood pressure medication. But usually blood pressure, it's hard to imagine, it's not a sakaras nefashis. I don't know. It depends on how it is. I don't know if it, whatever it is. But that the pshat is that there's a shvus, and a shvus betzim is mutter b'makom tzar, but when it's shchikas samamanim, so then it's aser. Right, let's say you want to put on an ace bandage, right? Someone's in a lot of pain, they twisted their ankle. So you put on an ace bandage to hold the foot. There's no way Salamana could hold your foot. So that'll be mutter. Right? The Shulchan Aruch brings this, Sif Mem Gimel. So that'll be mutter. Why? Just because it's pain, it's painful, and it doesn't have shaykh, it's not going to bring you to any isser. You just want to put on a bandage, there's no isser involved. So that's a heter. Now, Lagabe taking Tylenol, right? So does that make any sort of heter? So Efsha, you could say maybe yeah, Efsha. But this is a chiddush. Efsha, you could say maybe yeah. Is that maybe you could say okay, Tylenol is made by shchikas samamanim, but none of us really do shchikas samamanim. You know, we don't last, I don't know, at least my lifetime, we stopped in shchikas samamanim, right? Everyone knows the pharmacist has on his logo, he has the mortar and the pestle, right? They go into the pharmacy, you're not even going to see that, right? So maybe that's a svara. I'll just say maybe that's a little bit of a svara here. Just that, perhaps, there's no real gzeira. Perhaps, meaning, Hilchos Refuah is going to be aser. But maybe, in a type of Refuah that, like the Rambam says, a Refuah that doesn't have shaykhs, a shchikas samamanim, maybe there could be some room to be made. I'm just saying it's a maybe. Okay? Don't quote this. I don't want to.
I've heard another svar, someone trying to say that it's not for free.
I don't know. There's some things that are Michael Priam. You know, who's asking me about the I forgot what you call them. The marijuana pills.
CBD.
Yeah, CBD, I forgot what it was. Maybe it's Michael Priam, right? So if something's helping you, like, there's some pain medications that people take who are healthy because it makes them feel good. So,
I think there's all of them by now.
So okay, so maybe we're not going to talk about that now. Okay, but that okay. Well, I don't think Tylenol. Tylenol is not good for you. It's not good for your liver. It's not bad. It's not a good thing. Don't take. If you're healthy, don't take Tylenol.
Marco Brian should crush over the door.
Is that?
Marco Brian is crush over the door.
Right. Okay. I don't know. There's another side heter here, which is the heter of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef has a heter that's along these lines. Long lines we were talking about. He has a heter, a little bit of a heter that Achronim have a hard time with. But it's a heter, interesting heter. Beis Yosef says it himself. He writes that the Gemara says that all the tzarchei refuah v'chola you could do through a guy. So Beis Yosef makes a pasha point. What are we talking about? All the needs of a refuah, of a chola? Generally, refuahs are taken by mouth. Right? Not all of them, but a lot of things are taken from mouth. And it sounds like you do whatever he needs, just use a guy. Whatever he needs, use a guy, but most of the things you need are to eat. Right? So you have use a guy. The guy will mix all your samamanim, and he'll make everything make a good potion that you're going to drink and make you all better. But the mice, you have to drink it. The guy can't. How's he going to get it down your throat without you swallowing?
Like pouring into
the guy's mouth.
Like the eye drops.
Oh, yeah. So like the eye drops. So the Reis Yosef basically says that. He doesn't compare it to the eye drops, but he says just swallowing is not considered a Maisa Refua. The issues are a Maisa Refua, but just swallowing is Lagabe Achola. That is certainly Asher. There's a famous Mishnah that Stam Amechus, you can't eat Refuas. But for Achola, we don't ask for that. But Makab Chola, so when we say Achola is Mutter Aliyadei Gai, it means to do all the Maisa Refua Aliyadei Gai, and the swallowing you can do yourself. Right, it'll be similar like a Maimer doing the blinking himself. That's his Heter. The Taz is Cholik. The Taz says, what are you talking about? This is like blinking. Blinking, we understand, is able mamish, but this is the Iker Refua, is swallowing. That's how Iker Refua is done, by swallowing. See, Cholik, Bach is Cholik. Mishra Brura. And Bir Halacha doesn't like it so much. He brings Yerushalmi and many Rishayim Racholik. He's quite bedieved about it. He ends where he says that he shouldn't be Moche and the people who are Mekel. But he's not so Mekel with this. Now the Svara though, there is a nice Svara here. The Svara is, and a little bit you can see in Shona Halachos, just the way he explains it is a little bit like this. In the Shon HaLach from Chaim Kanievsky, so he says, the Pshat of the Heter is that swallowing is not a Maisa Refuah. The Chalad is a Maisa Refuah, so I'm doing something that's Be'etzem Refuah, I'm working on Refuahs, and that will bring me to Tzchikas HaMana.
What is the Maisa Refuah when taking medication?
Right. So Maisa Refuah, perhaps, is everything, but swallowing is such a normal thing that we do, that it's almost like blinking, that it's a Maisa Refua, let me say it like this, I don't totally hear it, but a Maisa Refua brings you to Tzchikas HaMana. Because Maisa Refua is the things you're doing that have Shaychis to being Maisa. They're Maisa, and Tzchikas HaMana is a Maisa, and once you're doing things for the Chayla, it might bring you to Tzchikas HaMana. Swallowing, something that's all made, we were matter for a chola. The makam chola, it's a refuah, but it's a chola, and it won't bring to Tzchikas HaMana so clearly. So the Mela, I know that could be Pshat and Beis Yosef. So Mela, we have a Beis Yosef. We have, I don't know if we really need so much to put together here, but we have the Beis Yosef, and we have the Chai Adam. Right? The Chai Adam was okay when it's impossible to do a Shina to be Mekel. Like the Rashba, and we have the other possible svar. So they said that bechlal taking Tylenol has no shaykh to Saman. So I thought that was a fairly solid heter. Right, so everyone does it. No one knows you need a solid heter, but they don't know the issues involved. But that together, I think makes a solid heter. If you don't have that, if you have a maisa. You know, for example, people have asthma or other conditions and they need an inhaler. An inhaler is I think, more involved. There's more that goes into that. It's something that is done more with Sama Manan, right? Some things, you know, like there's some things that would be, even if that's Sama Manan, you know, but let's say a nebulizer, whatever, you don't know what this is, it doesn't matter, but a nebulizer is often used for breathing issues, and it is like the Aser Dereisa. So that sort of things that are sometimes done with the Aser Dereisa or have a Shaychus in Aser Dereisa, and they're also more of a Maisa. It's less just a natural thing a person does, but it's more of a Refuah Dika Maisa. So Memela, those things will all still be Aser for Chola. But the things that all you're doing is swallowing, you're doing nothing besides just swallowing, so there's good grounds to be matter. Okay. So a few more in Yana, we'll just see where we get today. I only have so many time, so we'll just keep going. Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, like, in that case, like I was talking about how it used to be that you pour, like, liquid in to mix for the medicine.
Right.
So that would be a problem?
I don't think that's a problem. That's a problem because that's a maisa. Mm. It's a maisa and it's a kedarko, so that would be awesome. Okay. Let's just talk briefly about Takanas Eiver. Right, hopefully this doesn't come up so often. But it's interesting things to just to talk about.
What's the definition of an
Eiver? Oh, so an Eiver l'chaira is any limb or organ. Right, losing sight, with clear and shining is Eiver. Going deaf would certainly be an Eiver. You know, any piece of the body that's cut off, you know. Like, you know, a big issue, like what are you, right, or someone's Zalman has a tshuva about a person, you know, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, they can actually put people's environment back on. Right? Someone has a shalom. What? Okay, so I have a hard time even thinking about it. Someone who has his finger chopped off and Baruch Hashem, the doctor could connect it to him, but it's Shabbos and the doctor is from. So what is he doing? If you get a guy, he's a doctor for sure, but he's the one who could do it. Does anyone else, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you want the right person to be doing it. So what to do? Okay, so let's just talk about the din of Sakonis Aver. You know, it's something that makes sense to have a very powerful koach. Tzaris, there's some din of chayla, but losing an Aver, losing, you know, big deal. So,
I'm curious, for example, things like fingers and toes,
you're thinking, my little toe, what do I need my little toe for?
But at the same time, if you lose it, then probably also going to bleed out to some degree, which case
yeah, and also if someone asks you to give them your little toe, you think?
Yeah.
You won't be so fast. Well, we're very connected to our environment.
I'm saying if there was to be a sakana to toe, then that could also turn into a sakana
sambar. Oh, okay, that could be. Very often that's the case. We're talking, let's say that's not the case. The doctor tells you, lehafach. He could heal the guy absolutely perfectly without connecting the finger.
That's probably also true.
Right? Okay, so right, there you right. And any makashal chalol is pekuach nefesh, so of course. So you know from the Gemara, Rishonim from the Gemara says anything that's Rabbanan, sakanas eiver is docha, but an actual deraisa, it won't be docha.
So if you get a non-Jewish doctor, then
maybe fine. Non-Jewish doctor would be fine, right? The question of Shlomo Zalman's nurse Yisrael, I'm sure that maybe there's an Arab doctor there, but who wants to use him? So fine. So that's the shaila. Is there any more room for Sakonis Aver to be matter? So we do see. It's an interesting thing. We do see there are shittos, and there is an idea that perhaps Sakonis Aver is a more powerful than Stam, than Stam Drabbanim. And there's a shach. The shach near the Kufran Zayin. The Gemara is talking there that all the mitzvos, right, besides the Gemara Chamuros, are Yavar Ba'al Teharik. Right? If someone's going to kill the person, he's allowed to be over an Isser. The shach says, what if someone's going to chop off someone's hand unless he's over an Isser? So the shach's matter, right? He says losing a hand is so chamer that a person could be over an isser. He says someone says mechal Shabbos or they'll chop off his hand, he could be mechal Shabbos. It's a little bit of pella. How's he miyashay with shidchav ches, right? So the chiddush of this is that ain't a chinami. The Radvaz talks that a little bit that it's different. A person who's sick and he might lose his hand if you don't take care of him. So that is less, that's harder to be doched, malacha, done for his hand, than a person who's anus. He says, a person who's anus with the Adam, so even when they're mechal Shabbos, they're not really mechal Shabbos. They are mechal Shabbos, but they're not really mechal Shabbos, because the etzem, they'd be pater from Misa. The etzem anus rechmanu patre. Right? But that's if you're anus with the Adam. Because you have no interest in you have no interest in the chil Shabbos that you're doing. The person says, you better cook for me, I'll chop your hand. So you have no interest in the cooking. So no interest in the cooking. So then, mele is a mice of the onus. But if someone's, what's the onus of the shamayim is that he has to he has to cook and eat, or else he'll lose his finger. I don't know how, but he needs what he's eating to the malacha to help his finger. He's doing the malacha biratzon. Right? It's a very he wants to do it. Well, so, but in any case, we see from the shachar it's a very powerful koach of fear of losing a limb. The other big mucker here, as quoted in Radvaz, Chel Gimel, Simon Tuf Reish Chof Zayin. This Radvaz, he talks about, his case is a funny case, but he says, what if there's someone who's going to die unless you save him, but if you save, the person saves him, he'll lose his hand. Okay, however this case works out, right? You could save a person, but to save the person, you know, he could, jump on the train tracks and save a guy, but he's going to lose his foot. Okay, whatever the case is, don't use your imagination too much. Whatever it is, right? Very much no Gaia today, you know, all this renewal science. I tell you to give away your kidney, right? So okay, it's a tzelos nefashos, right? Let's give away our kidneys. Also, Baruch Shem, the Radvaz tells us that sakanas aver, that losing an aver, is so severe that it could be deicha even in the race of atzelos nefashos. Wow. It has a tremendous power. That he says the Torah is never mechayiv a person. He says it's mitzvah chasidus. Not saying don't close down renewal. We want to save people, But the Torah is not it's not the chiyuvim of a person. It's a bit of power. I'm very happy. I want this to be true. I want to tell you. But why it's true is doesn't seem the hesper. The one hesper I'll just mention Mar Makom. There's a Gemara in Hachova of Kamapei Gimel. The Gemara is talking about the sugya of Ayin Tachas Ayin. The Gemara it quotes a pasuk that talks about maka nefesh adam mos yumas, and the Gemara has a sad there that it's talking about a chovo. It says that when it says maka nefesh adam, the Gemara in one stage of the Gemara explains the pasuk. It says it's not talking about killing a person. We already have a pasuk for killing a person. It's telling me that if a person hits another person and kills his aver, an aver of the person, most yumas, he should be killed by having his own aver destroyed. And the Gemara ends up saying it's talking about money. But the Gemara at one point there says that misas of an aver is considered a misa. That's also called misa. If you look there, it's spelled out more in Rashi and Pei Gimel and Bei, it says misas aver is also a misa. So I thought after this that there's some inin of a chai behem, even on an aver. Right? Not enough to be doicha Shabbos, stoma, maybe, but there's some inin of misa there. So there is some mucker that perhaps it could be mechal Shabbos. There's a me'iri that writes that any sakonis aver is mechal Shabbos. And just the misa's aver is enough of a chai behem to be mechal Shabbos. And the emes is, it's not so clear in the Gemara not that way. Right? The Gemara tells us, the Gemara tells us that a sakana to an eye, right? The Gemara has a lashon in Avodah Zarah, it's talking about it's a sakana to the eye, so you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So most Rishonim understand that means because if you don't take care of the eye, the person might die. But it's not entirely pashut. Oh, so Gemara has the lashon, right? The lashon is shuraina the ena of nasa the liba tali. So what does that mean exactly? Right? You look in Rashi, he tells you there's some sort of connection the eye to the heart, and the mess of the eye will kill. Not so pashut. The pashut that's not what it means. Tosafos points out that's not what the words seem to mean. Not clear where we actually got this from. Pasha Shuraina means the vision. That's the word Shura means. Of the eye is Talibu Vnasa Deliba. Vnasa is used elsewhere to mean the understanding of the heart. Right. The emphasis in the Gemara It tells the whole story with Shmuel's maid had pain in her eyes, and they told her refuah is aser. They didn't do refuah to her, and she lost the eye. It says paka eina. So Shmuel went out and darshened that you can be mechal Shabbos for a sakana to the eye. So it doesn't say that she died. It says, right, the point should have been that she died. It doesn't say she died. She lost her eye. So it could be, you know, the Gemara is telling us that losing vision is also a mixus of is a tremendous loss to a person. It's also a shaifas to misa there. It's also a tremendous loss to the person. I saw an interesting Chachma Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger. This is in Shin Chav Ches by Yasin in Sif Mem Vav. He was asked about a person who had cataracts. And apparently the only way he could get his cataracts taken care of was on Shabbos. And it involved Isurim Deraisa. So he said he still thought it's mutter. And he says, even though, he says, don't tell me, it's Sakonos Nefashos. He says, any doctor will tell you the cataracts is not Sakonos Nefashos. Right? We know cataract, getting rid of cataracts is, the cataract surgery might be Sakonos Nefashos. I don't know what they did then. They didn't have cataract surgery then, as far as I know. But apparently, Shlomo Kluger, there's something they could do for this guy. But he says, the etzem losing vision, he says, vision in both eyes, even if you're absolutely sure it can't lead to any sakana, he says, still mutter. He says, because he says, if you don't have eyes, you can't learn Torah. Sounds like a joke. When I saw it first, I thought it was a joke. He says, you can't learn Torah. He says, Rabbi, who the shita is that a blind person is patur from all the mitzvahs? Almost all Shom don't hold like Rabbi Huda, but there's such a shita. He said, but such a loss like that, you can rechal Hashem. Okay, it's a little bit of, it's not mainstream. But the concept behind it is the concept of the M'iri, that perhaps a Kanasafash Ava could create a happen. Okay, that's fringe. That's not mainstream. Definitely fringe. Rav Shlomo Zalman, he quotes the M'iri, and he says it's not enough to make a heter, but it is sad. It's really sad. But it actually goes with, in the end of the day, he says that there could be a bigger heter, is to say, that a stocha, everything besides for outright chil Shabbos. Outright chil Shabbos is asa. Lomaisa, if you put back the finger and you say, you're putting on the finger, because if he has no finger and no treatment, it's sakonos nefashos. He'll bleed it to death and get it infected and die. So, maybe. Right? So since it's sakonos nefashos, there's a way to heal it without putting on the finger, but the need to do the least chil Shabbos to help a person, so that is not mamish deraisa. Or if it's deraisa, it's not mamish chil Shabbos. So since it's not mamish chil Shabbos, lemaisa, you're putting on his finger is going to save him from infection and help him heal. So mamela, he says it's mutter. So that's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's heter. Okay, one last thing here, and then I'll stop. The other heter here in Sif Yuzayin, I saw my Sifim, well, some kind of a writer, but another heter in Sif Yuzayin, the Rama says, is Tzorchei Katan. Tzorchei Katan. He says, Tzorchei Katan is like the Tzorch of a Chol She'en Bo Sakana. And his matter, Heterim, is matter shvusim with a shinui, and matter even to rice is a dead guy. He says, therefore, if you have nothing to feed a katan, he won't eat anything and is hungry, you could have a guy cook for the katan. So Pella, where does he get that from? Where does he get that from? There's lots of things that aren't spoken out exactly what's the gather. What's the gather of Tzorach of a Katan? What's the gather of a Katan? So just to talk out a little bit, what's going on? Where's the Rama coming from and what's the gather? So, this is a bit of a Pella. It's coming from a Mordechai, which he quotes in Reish Ayin Vav. It's brought the Halacha. The Mordechai says that you could light a candle for Tzorach of Katan al yedei gai. You could tell a guy to light a candle for a Katan because it's like a Chol She'en Bo Sakana. right? The katan, let's say, says scared of the dark or something, or light, have the guy light. Well, let's say that he's scared of the dark. Okay, he's gonna cry. So you can light a candle. Oh. So there's an important gra here. The gra points out there's actually a Rambam that's cholik. The Rambam's in Vav Yud. The Rambam talks about shvus to shvus. When he's talking about shvus to shvus, he says for a tzorach katan you could do a shvus to shvus. He says you could have a guy bring hot water derech karmelis to wash a katan on Shabbos. Get this from Gemara in Eirvin. Right? Gemara in Eirvin, maybe you saw about Shtapa Chamuma, Hahu Yenuka, the Shtapa Chamumi. That a kid whose hot water was lost, you could get him hot water through his shvus to shvus. Right? Most Rishonim say that's talking about something to do with Mila. But the Rambam seems to have understood that it's talking Stam, a kid who needs a hot bath, you're allowed to give him a hot bath through a shvus to shvus. Fine. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam has a muck, and it seems to be against the Mordechai. So the Gros says that the chilek is that if it's a small need, it needs a bath. So a bath, for that you need a shvus to shvus. But if it's a big need, he doesn't have what to eat, or he's scared of the dark, something significant, so that a big need of a katan, you could do drabonans. Matter. It's a big cancer. Like I once had a kid who had a cough. It was a bad cough, but it wasn't psychosis or fascist. But we dialed the car service with a shinui, right? Hoping that the electricity is drabbanon and it's a shvusin drabbanon. It's a shinui and drabbanon. We did it with a shinui. And the car service was drabbanon. And we had him looked out by a guy. Why? Because he was a katan. For a katan, it's a katan. So where does it come from? Where does the idea come from? So there's two makaros. Just a very big kitzer. One makar is from the Gemara. Yuma Ayin Ches. The Gemara says you're allowed to feed katanim, take care of katanim on Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. Normally there's an iser to ever do an iser to a katan. Right? You can't feed a veila even to a baby. It's aser. But we're matter it. The Gemara says it's not a problem because it's Rabbi Sahu. It's the growth of a katan. The growth of a katan makes a heter. The other makar you find is by muksa. I remember from muksa that by muksa there's a din. You're allowed to pick up a kid who's crying and wants the father to pick him up. You're allowed to pick him up even if he's holding muksa. So he's holding a rack in his hand, and picking up the katan is normally would be asa. That's a problem picking up muksa. And meila, the Gemara says, since the kid's crying, it's mutter. So who cares the kid's crying? What's so bad? So the pshat is that that's rubusayu. It's for a kid, it's a problem that it's crying, and therefore for that we're matter. We're matter. And what do we matter? We're matter picking up muksa with the shinun. Right, it's with the shinui. You're not directly picking up the muksa. The muksa is in the hands of the katan. It's mutter with the shinui. Right, the Mishnah Berurah in Ber Halacha says that you could pick up muksa with the shinui with tzorach katan, a kid who's crying. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that makes a heter ribisai. Ribisai is the growth of the kid. Growth of the kid. What's the growth of the kid? Just mention one gemara. Hagos Samanius, he brings his heter of Rabbi Sahu, treating him like a chola, and he just quotes an interesting gemara. He quotes the gemara. He says, the gemara says, the Chanina said, Chaman v'shemesh esachtani imi bialdusi, hein amdu lila esiknusi. He says the chaman and shemen that my mother took really good care of me when I was a baby, and that made her. That's why I'm so healthy now that I'm a zacher. So it's this interesting thing that the lechayr of pshat is that Rabbi Sahu is seen as a heter, is that kids need to grow and develop, right? Something that could in some way hurt a kid, I see, is more serious. You know, if if a kid doesn't eat on Yom Kippur, right, even though he would manage, right, you know, that could be some kind of sefashat of something. But even being sachem on Yom Kippur, right? So it's really sayhu because he needs to have his physical needs taken care of, right? And pick up a crying baby. He needs his emotions taken care of. You know, a kid, you know, psychologists would tell you most of people's problems, you know, the psychological problems come from things that weren't good when they were a kid. They weren't being taken care of. And physical problems, yes, a nutritionist will tell you that so many things people are because when they were very young, they didn't get the right nutrition. You know, it makes those problems. Also, in the male, that makes a heter. So that makes a heter. That makes a heter for everything with a shinui, right? It says it's the feirush in Sif Mem Beis. It says that a person can't be massage a baby's belly. A kid who's constipated, so it helps to massage the belly. He says he can't do that. So Shai says, why can't he do that? The kid's constipated. How do you know that? Because he's crying. So why can't he help? So the chiddush of Shad is because it's only like a chol she'en lo sakana. Chol she'en lo sakana is only mutter with a shinui. So a meila, that would be the right? So a katan, you can do anything for a katan. Okay, I'll just mention what's a katan. We're not saying we're already finished, but Minchas Yitzchak says from Hilchos Yom Kippur, we find this din of Rabbi Sanya who goes up to age 9. So a kid under 9 years old, and it's something that's going to either be something like he doesn't have food to eat, or he's going to be crying. So that makes the heterim of Chol She'en Lo Sakana, that Ali Dei Gai or Ali Dei Shina.